And that's how the episode's going to start, too, because we're done with intros and we're just going to keep it moving. So, Mikey B, what have you been playing?
Oh, I've dived in. I dived deep underground. Uh-oh. Underground into a place that I do not want to go once my time in this mortal coil ends. I've dived into Hades. I've put in about, I don't know, maybe 4 hours. I got like two solid gaming sessions in to really get an understanding of it.
What do you think?
I like it quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's quite fun. Like I'm kind of still at that stage of trying to figure out like what weapon set like suits my gameplay the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of given all of them a whirl. Initially, I was an arrow guy. I really liked having the arrow, the range attack and such.
Yeah.
I was kind of arrow and the sword kind of like battling out. But then I unlocked the Captain America shield.
Yeah.
And that thing is
awesome.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to play both like close combat, but also with its X attack, it kind of has that like long range. And then especially if you get like a boost, it's like it like ricochets around like ricochets around the whole room.
The real Steve Rogers right there.
Yeah, you're naturally getting like huge Captain America vibes.
Yeah.
So I like that. And then I just unlocked the like the boxing gloves, I'm gonna call them.
Those are dope.
I'm gonna give that a run to see how I feel about that. I haven't started that run, but I'm gonna give that a run with the boxing gloves.
Those are dope. The last time I played, I had those with like, I specifically went for, I can't remember, like Hermes, I think, the mm-hmm. speed one. And like,
yeah, the speed guy.
Just completely upgraded my dash, and like the dash and the claws just worked so well. But dude, I'm glad you finally got into it, and 4 hours is a long time. So the real question is, how far did you get?
I am 2-2 against the first boss.
Nice.
Against, I got to the first boss Meg. I got to the boss 4 times, lost one. Yeah, two and two. And then the furthest I haven't got, I'm going to call it, I got to the mid boss in the second one with like the head, like mm-hmm. the Gorgon head guy. I got to the mid boss. And then after the mid boss, I went to like the next room. And then I was like, I'm at like 7%. So I'm going to, this is a wrap.
Nice. Yeah, man. Yeah. That's it'll make time fly. For yeah. sure.
How far is? What about your? What's your? Have you seen the boss in level 2?
Yes, I think that the multi-headed thing is the main boss in it. Because then after that, you go into like what looks like Earth.
Okay. Oh, now we got that far. Now, interesting.
Yeah, because then you fight like a matador, I think, and that's like the next one up. But yeah, I made it past that. Where I used to die in that part was the boat ride, because like if I didn't have the right attacks, like I would find myself stuck and I would just die in there, and that was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I think I died like 6 times when I first played Meg. Like I'm very aggressive. I really don't think about things when I'm playing like those kind of games. I'm just like quick attack, and then mm-hmm. you know my perks weren't what they were, so.
Yeah, that's a cool thing of trying to figure out. That took me like a good bit of time to figure out. Like, it's fun. I was gonna say it's fun to figure out the first, but also figure out like what each door symbol means.
Because mm-hmm.
like you're first going on, like I have no idea what these door symbol means yeah. whatsoever. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'll go. This symbol looks cool. And then like now I know like the heart with like the little like arrow kind of mm-hmm. like shape. I was like, okay, if I go to that, I know I'm gonna get like a boost upgrade.
Yeah,
I know. Like now I know like the importance of gems. Before I didn't care about like, I don't know, like gems, whatever. And like, yeah. Oh man, gems are so important.
And once you open up that mirror and then you're yes. like, I need the gems.
I need gems. I need things. Like, yeah, the last thing I did, I think because when you defeat a boss, you get, we're just going to talk about these for a bit. But when you defeat a boss, you get like a blood vial.
Mm-hmm.
I traded one of my blood vials for like 200 gems. And I was like, then like the first thing you buy in that shop is like, for 10 gems, you get one coin. I'm like, there's 20 keys. Boom, boom,
yep.
boom,
boom, boom, boom. Get the upgrades.
Yeah, then I was like, okay, go into my mirror again. Gonna get the boxing gloves. I'm like, all right.
You start pack-a-punching all your stuff, man. What's also really cool about that game, too, is you get the you can give characters certain things.
Yes.
And I don't know. I forgot what they're called. I don't want to say their wishes, but you can get. Oh yeah, you give them nectar.
Yeah.
And then they give
one
you.
One thing I would figure out, like, what's the benefit of that? I've given to like Achilles, and I gave it to the god of war, and I was like, and no, I'd give it to the girl, the huntress.
Yeah, it's a. They give you those like really cool like bonuses, I guess, and like they'll give you more hit points, or they'll allow you to do whatever, and then those upgrade too.
Ooh, nice.
So it's also nice to kind of just collect those and then like pick your specific one and go to battle.
That's
true. You can give nectar to the dog, for example, and then you get like a specific. You get like a specific thing from him.
I'll do that because I have three of them.
Yeah, so it's just finding out what you want to give them to. Like
that's cool. I like that.
They'll give you because I don't know if you've met Chaos yet. So Chaos is where you can go to the underworld, I guess.
Oh, is that the hole? There's like a hole that, like, you see a hole, like, oh, you lose 22% of your life. You go through a hole, and I'm like, nope, don't want to do that.
So well, when you go down there,
okay,
there's a chaos, and you meet Chaos, the god of chaos or whatever.
Sure.
And so what it is you sacrifice some of yourself for added bonuses as you go on. So what you could do is, like, you could, let's say you don't dash, you can't dash for 3 trials. And you get, like, once you finish that trial, the third trial, you get, like, plus 20 to your attacks. So it's, like, one of those things where, like, you take that little risk and go forward, too. But also, as I kept playing, too, another thing that I learned is that construction goes, well, like, a long way.
Yeah, that's important. I saw that.
Yeah, at first I was like, I don't want to build stuff. Like, this is stupid. But then if I started reading them, and it's like, oh, yeah, you can open up the fountains, and then you could upgrade the fountains and the – what happens when you get to the fountains is you get life. So it's like, okay, it's like, well, the chances of me getting a fountain or like some hearts or some more health is very slim. So like I'll roll the dice and just upgrade the fountains. And then you just find your way into getting the fountain. So it's a lot of fun, man. It's so fun to lose in that game just because you have options to grow, but you have to die. So being able to like, okay, I know what this is and that, and you know, if I upgrade this, I can get more coins and blah, 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 blah. And you plan your way through, you know, the first couple of levels and try to make it to the end. So it's a lot of fun, man.
It is. And you can, like, and like after, like, a while, like, I see myself, like, getting better. Like, those first 3 or 4 rooms, like, I don't get touched. Like, I'm, like, wrecking. The one thing that's really, I didn't know, I got, like, is now that I invoked it, is when you see a door with 2 symbols, like 2 god symbols.
Yeah.
Have you ever went through one of those rooms?
Yeah.
And if you pick one of the other gods get, like, super angry at you, and then, like I did Zeus, and then all of a sudden, like, I was getting lightning thrown down at me while I was trying to clear this room. I was like, okay, note to self, never go into a door with 2 symbols, because you're going to have to choose one or the other.
But you end up getting them both.
You do get both. That is, that's what you're talking about. There's like that's like that risk reward factor. Is there like, it's going to be a tough, you know, tough as nails room, but if I get through it, I'm going to get double.
Yeah. And it's like,
it's cool that way.
And then it's also, too, it's like you're very cautious of how much health you have, because health is very important as you get on. It's like, well, do I want to run these multiple trials and lose potentially like 10, 20 hearts and then have to keep going? And then it's like, or do I just go this way that has the coins and then I'll take the safe route? But it's like, if you're trying to get perks, you'll be better off. But I think there's somewhere online that has like an ideal perk set for you to, you know, be able to get to the end. So this is like the good thing about like what I love talking to you about, like what we've been playing, is just like I'll get ideas and stuff and then I get to go back into games. And it's just so great. Like, you know, you talked about beating, you know, was it Adventure Pals or whatever. I went back in and I got a couple rounds in, you know what I mean? And I'm like, nah, we're talking about Hades. And I'm like, yeah, you know, let me just go back in there real quick and, you know, give it a shot. So next week we'll see what happens. So what else have you been playing, man?
That's it.
That was it.
That was the thing that I really wanted to play. We talked about like off mic that I really wanted to at least get like 1 or 2 solid sessions that I really want to give a whirl, because it's like, it is a game where you're going to get wrecked.
Yeah.
Like, super quick. So, and you're not going to get very far. So, like, I wanted to give it, like, a good, you know, hour, like, a couple hours so I could really dive into it and play it and not be like, oh, I played it for like 20 minutes. I lost three times in a row. I don't know. I guess it's all right.
Yeah. All right. You have to be rushed and you're like, okay, well, I guess it's got to stop. You don't want to stop.
Yeah. But with this now, I have like a good understanding of the, I have like a basic understanding game, but like there's still so much more to discover, which is like, it's so exciting to like figure out more about this. Like you said, I too, like once I bought all those gems and got all the, most of the keys, I stole some of those keys back. And then I was like, maybe I should upgrade that fountain room.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I got the, you get the, you get like the list of like minor profits, which is kind of like additional challenges and stuff. I was like, oh, and that like, and that gave me, because I talked to somebody, that gave me like some reward. And then if I talk to all the guys, I'll get another reward. And if I like, if I really find like a skill set that I like, if like I'm down with like Hermes or like Zeus or whatever, and I get like all those chains, that'll give you another upgrade. So there's like, there's just like so many layers on top of this game where at the base, it is very much a beat 'em up. There's like no doubt about like the gameplay. You go in and you like, you be, it's like a straight beat 'em up. It's like, there's so many additional layers and strategies and things to think about that really kind of elevates this game above just what it is on like on its like surface level.
Yeah, I think one of the last things that I saw Hades related before we talked about it today, I saw some, I saw a speed run, which kind of like was discouraging because it's like, man, this guy fucking did it in like one 20 minute round and I'm over here like 4 or 5 hours deep and I can't even get to the third world, you know what I mean? Or the third section. So it's like, man, fuck. It's like, I wish I could do it, but it's fun, man. And I'm glad you finally jumped into it. So I hope you jump back in and we talk about it later too. So
yeah, this could be my, this could be my war zone. Where I,
your war like, zone.
This could be all my wars, and where every week I just talk about Hades, and you just talk about wars.
the Warzone Strike Force talk, so which is a perfect transition into what I've been playing. So you guys know, Mikey B, or just pretty much said that what I've been playing all week in the last like 2 seconds. So Warzone, Call of Duty is still heavy. You know, Firebase Z came out like 2 weeks ago, and we've been putting some rounds in. You know, they're pushing the Xbox to the limits, so. We've been running pretty good, you know. We got a good setup for zombies. Last, I think we capped out at 50. So it's a lot of 50 rounds of zombies, and it just, it's mayhem. There's two kinds of, like, bosses in there now, and they put, like, mini games in there for, like, you know, wave destruction, and holy shit, dude, it's nuts. And they, for some, not for some reason, but they... What I think is like they powered up the zombies, and like once you get past like, I don't know, 15, it's just like a whole new breed of zombies, and they're faster, their reach is longer, and you really got to plan your survival correctly. And if you start dying, good luck to come back. So I've been doing a lot of that. What else? Strike Force, you know, the Jubilee events going on. So everyone's trying to get their Pymtech teams together to get Jubilee. So that's always fun. Still selling weed. In Weed
Inc. Virtually, so. Everybody, virtually.
Virtually, not for real. still selling weed in Weed Inc. I was telling you like off mic that this is, I'm starting to fade with the game. Like I love just like checking in from like time to time for like 10 minutes and like collecting the money, upgrading some strains, and just leaving. Like, it's just let the money do its thing and then to get this next location. But they have some, what I like about this game too is like you'll have like your main game, which is like I have three locations open, which is like San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Seattle. And that's making its own money. But then they have like events throughout the week. And the events through the week is like the original game, but like on steroids. So you can like increase all of your strands to make as much money as possible. And like it's pretty much like a battle pass for like 3 days. Make as much money as you can. You rank up levels and tiers and you get like new strains and just a whole bunch of shit. And I find myself playing just because of that. And the main one's getting kind of meh. So hopefully I open up my Denver location soon. So keep slanging them drugs. But the one game that I've been kind of consumed by, and I actually played to finish, was Donut County. So this is a solid let's just say 2-3 hour game, and it's pretty much you're creating a wormhole and sucking things through the wormhole. So it was just something about this indie game that I like the art style, and like the concept of the game seemed very simple, and it is. So it's like, mm-hmm. I'll give it a go. It's on the Game Pass, so went in it and I got consumed. So was able to beat that, and I really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it. It's just like about this girl and this raccoon, their best friends, and the raccoon works at a donut shop, and what the donuts are like the black holes, and starts taking everybody by storm. And what I liked about this game too is like you start by telling the story of what happened, because you start and you're like, you're underground because like everything got sucked in, and it's like, okay, how did we get here? And you kind of run through that, you figure out how everybody got there, and then you move forward to the end. And that's what I kind of liked, like that recap. Let's finish this. So I was able to, I was able to get through that, and I beat the game and really enjoyed it. It's simple. It's like not even like, I don't want to say 10 levels, but it's, you got a boss battle or two in there, and you get to learn how to use some perks. So definitely would try it out if you got like an hour or two. Yeah, I think that's about it. I don't think I've been playing anything else. The Game Pass, still rocking and rolling. So maybe I'll find something for Series X in there that I'll play, like Forza or...
That'd be a good one.
I saw a trailer for Ark that I'm kind of 50-50 on. It's one where you're like rebuilding...
The dinosaur game?
Yeah, rebuilding a society with dinosaurs, but I'm like, I don't want to rebuild a society. So it's like, meh. We'll see. So if anything else, I'll just probably jump into some Battlefront. So
nice.
World is in my palms with the Xbox Series X. So I think that's about it. About it, cool. All right, y'all, these are the patch notes. Catch you next week. See ya.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.